And we'll get going. If anyone's in Facebook, if you could just tell me that you can see it, that would be great, just for those that are tuning in on Facebook. All right. Okay, great. So if you're in Facebook, please comment below the black screen where you should be able to hear the guided meditation as well. All right, thank you for your patience. Always just needing to orientate everyone as we start. Now, if you've come to the program from Mindful in May, welcome back. And I hope you've been able to maintain your practice over the past few months. And more importantly, not be hard on yourself if you've fallen off track and things have slipped a bit. So just for those of you who are new to the Mind Life Project, each month we're going to be meeting live to meditate together. And the calls will be recorded and available within 48 hours of the live call. And you'll find them on the live call page in the membership platform. And I usually structure these calls. They go for about an hour. We'll have a short talk. Then I'll guide a meditation. And then at the end, I usually leave about 10 to 15 minutes for questions and to hear your reflections. And I really encourage you to be bold and share your voice, because it really does make the experience so much richer for everyone. Now, some of you on the call have been part of this community for over a year since last Mindful in May, and some of you are joining in just having finished Mindful in May a few months ago. Now, whatever the case, I know from personal experience that this learning is really endless, and that having a community to practice with is really an invaluable way of just maintaining your motivation and engagement. For those who are just saying that they can't hear, you might need to just click play somewhere. Just have a look for a play button or try turning your volume up. So I want to remind you also, as I've already mentioned, that there is the Facebook group. It's the Mind Life Project Facebook group, and it's a really active, supportive community. So please come in there. Please request to join. It's really a great extra value that you get from this community. And I wanted to explain for those who are new the name of this membership, the Mind Life Project membership. Now, I quite intentionally gave it this name because the vision that I had was to create a space and a community where together we're training our minds through meditation, but we're also bringing broader practices into our life to really support our well-being entirely, our happiness and our resilience. So as we move through the next 6 months together, you'll see that although the focus is on maintaining and developing the meditation practice, there will be broader practices that aim to support you in living a more flourishing, happy and healthy life overall. And I'd really like to invite you to take some time after this call over the next few days to just pause and maybe make yourself a cup of tea and just review how you are and how your year has been. And also just tune into what things you feel are most important for you to focus on over the next 6 months of this year. And in this way, the Mind Life Project can really be an anchor for you to stick to your goals and have a community in which you can be accountable to. So for some of us, it might be, in addition to the meditation, it might be around better eating. For others, it might be around taking more risks in life or bringing greater attention and commitment to our relationships, or perhaps exploring new passions to build a new direction or career in life. Whatever it is for you, I just want you to make time to reflect and connect with yourself so that you really can make the most of the 6 months that we have together. Now, it's very common at this point in the year, I find, that people who have done Mindful in May, you might have been meditating really regularly, but things have slipped. And that's exactly why we're here together, because as humans, it's really normal that we fall off track. And as I've said, what I find is that community is the secret to maintaining these well-being practices. So before we start the meditation, I wanted to invite you into an experiment for the next month. So I want to invite you to find a meditation buddy for this next month to help reinvigorate your practice and keep you on track. It's something that I've found personally really, really helpful, and I'd love you to give it a go. It's an invitation, it's certainly not an obligation, but how this is going to work, and we'll give it a go. Tomorrow in the Facebook group, you'll see a post that says find a meditation buddy. Now, under that post, if you're interested in taking this invitation, then simply just comment under the post and say, who wants to be, be my meditation buddy, and someone will respond to you, and then you can form a pair. Now, it doesn't matter who the person is. It's a great way to get to know someone in the group. So you can do that tomorrow. And then the idea is that you keep each other accountable in the Facebook group by checking in each day and letting your buddy know that you've meditated by tagging them. So tagging in the Facebook group is you just simply put an at and then the person's name, and they will see the notification. Now, if you don't want to do it that way, you can always private message each other and perhaps share your mobile phone numbers or WhatsApp if you're on that platform. So really just feel free to create whatever system works best for you, but it would be nice to have you do it in the Facebook group, because I think then it sort of creates a positive, inspirational environment for others in the group that can see that everyone's meditating. So see if for the next month you can commit to meditating with your meditation buddy every day. But of course, if you miss a day, remember, just don't be hard on yourself, just get back to it. And for those who are listening that are not part of Facebook, you can feel free to invite a friend or a family member to be your meditation buddy and just text each other when you've meditated. And remember that 1 minute of meditation really counts on those busy days, just to keep the habit alive. So yeah, just from tomorrow, I encourage you to find a meditation buddy, and it's a great way to meet people from the community. Now, in addition, excuse me. In addition to the daily meditation, I also want to invite you to tune back into the daily heart spark. Now, some of you saw heart spark flying around and wondered what it was about. So you'll find a downloadable PDF in the Facebook group, and I'll also make sure it's in the email with the recording of this call. And the heart spark is an initiative whereby you're intentionally bringing things into your life that make your heart and soul spark. I don't know about you, but for me, in the busy of everything, the things that make my heart and soul spark can often fall down the bottom of my to-do list. And so you can share an image of a heart spark, or you can just write what happened. And again, this is a way that as a community, we can keep ourselves accountable to noticing the good in our life. Now, I'm going to get going on the meditation in a few minutes, but I wanted to draw out something that came up in the Facebook group this week. There was a really valuable discussion around what to do when you fall off track. And someone generously shared and very honestly shared that sometimes they really experience difficult thoughts that seem to sabotage their practice. Thoughts like, I'm never going to make meditation a habit, so why do I even bother trying? Or wondering, why is it so hard to do something that seems so simple? So when you fall off track over the next 6 months, I'm saying when because most of us likely will, we're just human. What do you need to do? So I just wanted to offer a couple of tips on the what to do when you've fallen off track so that you don't get disheartened. Number one, remember that you're human and it's normal to fall off track. Number two, the key to repairing this issue is just how quickly you get back on track. So the key here is it's about the return. It's about returning to the practice. So anything you can do to make the return more quick, to return more quickly to the practice is a win. And usually that comes with compassion. So I think, first of all, recognizing that you're not alone. And secondly, recognizing that the key to continuing this through your life is returning is really powerful. And then number three, if you are aware or come to realize that you're in a non-practicing, I call it a non-practicing rut, we've all been in them, including myself, just commit to doing a daily 1 to 2 minute practice. So this can literally be just getting your phone, setting a timer for 1 to 2 minutes, and this will help get you through the resistance that you're facing. And just commit only 1 to 2 minutes max for a week and see what happens. I can tell you from experience, it usually leads to a more easier re-entry back into the practice. And really, it's about committing to no more than 2 minutes just to help yourself get back on track. Okay, just taking a moment to check everyone's doing okay. Great. Okay, Missy, if you're hopefully you're hearing something now, just press play or come into the Facebook group and you should see a black screen and you might have to hit play to hear me. So as we move into the practice, I want to remind you, and this is really important, that meditation is really about training your attention. That's really, in its simplest form, what it's about. And as most of you know by now, an untrained mind gets caught in outer and inner distractions, and we have little control over how and what we're paying attention to. If our minds are untrained, we can easily get caught up in that anxious thinking about the future or that obsessive thinking about the past, things that have happened, interactions we've had with people, and we really are complete victims to the mind's distractible nature. In meditation, we place the attention on an object, and tonight the object is going to be the breath, and we train it to stay there, even if it's just for a few seconds at a time. I want to repeat that, even if it's just for a few seconds at a time, literally holding your attention on just one breath. Then, with a committed regular practice, the mind becomes more steady and we get less lost in the type of thinking that really amplifies our suffering. So, whether that's worrying, obsessing, planning, or just getting lost in past stories that take us away from the present moment. So, as our minds get more mentally fit and stable through regular meditation, we become more attentive and present to the good moments, but also more steady and balanced when we hit rough patches in our lives. I know this to be true for myself and for many of you who've been sharing in the Facebook group. It really does happen over time, and it does take a little bit of time. So patience is key as well. I love this quote, as Mark Twain famously stated, "I've had a lot of worries in my life, most of which have never happened." How true is that? Our minds can often be our worst enemies, but meditation really does help us train our minds so that we move through life with greater ease, emotional balance, and joy. So tonight, I'd like to invite you to notice if your mind is able to just rest on one breath, just one breath, and then another breath, and then another breath. So just take it one breath at a time tonight as we practice. And I want to allow you, invite you to feel a sense of accomplishment when staying with one breath, rather than getting frustrated or disheartened by all the moments in which your mind is getting lost in thinking. And then over time, with regular practice, you'll discover that just like going to the gym strengthens your physical body and enables you to lift more weights and run for longer periods of time, training your mind through meditation builds your psychological and attentional capacities. And over time, you will notice that you are able to hold your attention for extended periods. And more importantly, you'll start to notice the effects of this attentional training in all aspects of your life. So find a comfortable position now and let's begin the practice. And this practice will go for about 20 minutes. And as I said, there'll be time at the end to share your reflections and ask any questions about the practice. And in terms of posture, you can sit or you can lie down on your back with your arms next to your side and your palms facing up. There's no right or wrong position. If you think that you're feeling very tired and might fall asleep, then it's probably best to actually sit up. But if you're feeling like you've had a hectic day and you really want to offer yourself some nourishment, then please, nothing wrong with lying down. Okay, so just arriving into this moment. As we begin the practice, I invite you to just hold in mind or in awareness the fact that you're practicing in this moment with many people from around the world, live in real time. And so although we can't see one another, just almost imagining these 100 or so people, probably more than 100 actually, probably a couple of hundred people sitting here live, committed to this practice. And taking a moment to actually acknowledge the effort that you've made to show up live. And recognizing this commitment that is alive in you, that is contributing to your growth and to your development of this really important quality and tool, mental clarity and mental stability. Now, one of the most important things we can do as we move into the meditation is actually helping the body settle and relax. Most of us are operating on overdrive, and so it's impossible for the mind to settle and focus without the body being relaxed as well. So just taking a deep breath in, and gently letting it go and feeling the breath in the body and getting grounded into the body through the breath. Another deep breath in. Then allowing the out breath to be soft, lengthening the out breath, slowing the out breath. Another deep breath in your own time. And gently letting it go. And as you take these deep breaths, a few more deep breaths, just really bringing your awareness into the body, feeling the body expand as the breath fills the chest, the belly. And then feeling the body contract and relax with the out-breath. And it may in fact be the first time that you've consciously brought your awareness into the body, connected with the breath. And then allowing the breath to just find its own rhythm. And this is really an act of kindness to yourself. So just bringing to mind the intention that you have for practicing meditation. Might be for greater relaxation, greater patience or wisdom, for deeper self-awareness and happiness, a sense of clarity about your future, whatever is true for you, just holding that intention in mind and allowing this intention to energize your practice. Just allowing the breath to breathe naturally. And sensing the body sitting here. Bringing your awareness into the body and allowing your awareness to fill the entire space of the body. And Noticing the sensations that are present throughout the body in this moment. Warmth or coolness. Tingling or pulsations. The subtle movements of the body associated with the breath. Just sensing. And in this way, getting grounded into the body, becoming embodied. There might be a sense of agitation or calmness. Whatever you notice, just allowing things to be as they are. Just supporting the body to relax, bringing attention to the face. Relaxing the muscles around the eyes. Softening the mouth and the jaw. Even relaxing the tongue, allowing it to rest on the palate. Allowing the shoulders to fall away from the neck, softening. And letting the belly be soft and relaxed. Releasing any holding or tightness in the belly so that each breath can arrive with ease. Seeing if for this practice can allow the mind freedom and ease by releasing and letting go of any concerns that you have about the past or the future, any plans, any hopes, dreams or fears, letting it all go and just resting in awareness in this moment. With this breath. And sensing the breath in the body, the movements of the breath in this moment. The key to relaxing the body is to bring attention to the out-breath. With each out-breath, just relaxing more deeply. Letting go through the entire duration of the out-breath. So not holding on to anything, so that at the end of the out-breath, there's nothing left. And just trusting the body to find its own balance and equilibrium, allowing in-breath to arrive like a tide on the shore. Allowing the breath to be effortless. as if you were asleep, but maintaining your mental clarity and alertness. Seeing if you can let go of all control of the breath. Not an easy task. And allowing the breath to breathe in its own rhythm, whether regular or irregular. And trusting the body to find its own rhythm. And getting out of the way. Allowing the breath to breathe itself. Relaxing the belly, softening the face. Using each out breath as an opportunity to release and let go. If thoughts come to mind, just using the out breath to release the thoughts. As if the out breath was a gust of breeze blowing away dry leaves. And just bringing your attention back to the body. Anchoring your attention to the sensations of the breath. Resting your attention wherever you notice the breath most obviously in the body. It might be the chest as it expands with the in-breath and falls back with the out-breath. Might be air at the nostrils. You might notice cool air on the in-breath and warm air as it moves out through the nostrils. Thoughts will come and go. Just like the heart beats, mind thinks. So when you notice the mind has gotten caught up in thinking, just simply letting go of the thoughts. Recognizing you've been lost in thinking and this is a mindful moment. So in fact, rather than being disheartened or frustrated, it's no big deal. In fact, it's a moment to celebrate. It's a moment of bringing the attention back to focus, back to the breath, the sensations of the breath in the body, wherever you notice them most vividly. As a way of stabilizing the attention, you can try counting the breath. So at the end of each exhalation, just counting one, and then the next out breath, two. But as you're counting, making sure that you're staying present with the feeling of the breath in the body. So just counting now from 1 to 10. And if you get lost or hijacked by thinking, just beginning again at 1. practicing in silence with the counting, noticing if this supports or interferes with the breath, with the attention. Noticing where your attention is. Dropping the counting and just returning to the breath, rising and falling. Or if you found the counting helpful, you can continue to use the counting. Just cycling through 1 to 10, 1 to 10, as a way of stabilizing your attention. Just practice for 1 minute in silence. So resting your attention on the sensations of the breath as it moves in and out. And this is the anchor of your meditation. Letting go of all control of the breath. Particularly with the out-breath. All the way through the out-breath, letting go of any effort or any attempt to control. And you'll notice as the breath and the body start to calm, as less oxygen is required. The breath may become more subtle, slower. Just noticing what is true for you in this moment. Becoming curious, actively igniting curiosity. Pay attention to the breath, sensing the breath in the body, trusting the breath, getting out of your own way. Softening the face, checking in and releasing and relaxing the belly. And if thoughts come to mind, just using the out-breath to release any thoughts. Just like a gust of breeze blowing away dry leaves. Bringing your attention back to the body. Sensing the rising and falling of the breath. one of the first signs of progress in meditation is actually recognizing how chaotic and wild the mind actually is. Seeing if you can just rest your attention in one whole breath, an entire in-breath and a full out-breath, just this breath. And this breath. And this breath. When you notice the mind is carried off in thinking and stories, you might also like to try the technique of mental noting. So simply labeling the thinking silently to yourself with the word thinking. So whenever you notice the mind has been carried off away from the breath, just simply noting to yourself thinking, thinking. And then releasing the thoughts and returning your attention to the breath. You might notice the pause that exists at the end of each out-breath. It's a moment of absolute stillness. And trusting the in-breath to arrive in its own time. No effort. Resting in this awareness of the breath. The breath flows in and out, just like waves on the shore. Their own rhythm. Releasing all control of the breath, allowing it to settle in its own natural rhythm. Mind gets distracted, caught up into stories. Just noticing what's happening in the body. Relaxing back and releasing the face and the shoulders, belly. And using mental noting, thinking. And you get caught up in stories of the mind. Seeing now how many breaths you can stay with in a row. Using the out-breath to soften, release any tension in the body or thoughts that come to mind. So that you can rest in this natural, still awareness. Awareness from which all thoughts arise. The stillness between the movement of thoughts. Just practicing for 2 minutes as we arrive at the end of the practice. Practicing for 2 minutes in silence. Just riding the waves of the breath. Seeing if you can just rest with one breath and then another breath, from breath to breath. One more minute. And as this practice comes to a close, you might like to bring your hand to your heart. And in doing so, just bringing an intention of loving kindness to yourself. And also a sense of gratitude for making the time to invest in your own well-being, your own growth, and ultimately in deepening your own happiness and resilience. And noticing and sensing how you feel and how this may be different to how you felt before the practice. Just holding in mind, expanding your awareness and connecting with a sense of the group that have been practicing together in real time from all corners of the world. Some of us for more than a year. And bringing a smile to your face, knowing that you're in company with others who are also so committed to expanding the goodness and the wisdom within themselves and more broadly within the world. And so sending this intention of loving kindness outwards. And for those who may be newer to the practice, you may visualize a light, a white light, or anything at all that represents goodness to you. It might be a color. Or just simply holding this intention in mind. May you all be happy. May you all be healthy. And may you all truly find the causes of your own genuine happiness. May you sustain the energy and commitment to this practice that nourishes and feeds you amidst the demanding world that we all live in. And just resting in a few moments, silence, stretching before we come together and share any reflections or questions. I'd also like you, as we just sit for one more minute, to just ponder on this question and allow anything spontaneous to come to mind, not needing an answer, just simply seeing what happens to the mind. An invitation to ask yourself, what is it that I need most in my life right now? What is it that I need most that will support my well-being and flourishing? And now coming together as a group, and I'd just like to open up the mic. We've got a few minutes or anyone that might like to share a reflection or an observation from tonight's practice. And this is a real opportunity for everyone to learn from one another. So you can consider it a real act of generosity. Often people can get shy or reluctant to share, but really invite you to share your voice. And no observation is incorrect. So it's just what's true for you. What you noticed in your practice tonight is what I'm really interested in hearing. And you can, if you're in Zoom, you should be able to put up your hand. There's a little hand icon. If you move your screen around, you might be able to find it. I think it's bottom right. If you are in the Facebook group, I can see your comments. So you can also share your reflection in the comments or also ask a question there and I'll answer them. Okay, so I'm going to bring Nicolette. I'd love to hear from you. Are you there, Nicolette?
Yes, I'm.
Great, I can hear you. Hi.
Hi. That was amazing. I felt my heart beating. I've never done that
Oh, fantastic. It's a good observation.
before. Yeah, it was extraordinary. Thank you. That was a beautiful one.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for sharing. Was there anything else you wanted to share? Any other observations you made or reflections?
I did have a cramp in my right leg during it, which I thought was really weird. I was wondering why my muscle would spasm like that. Weird.
And then did it pass or was it with you the
Yeah,
whole practice?
it passed.
You know, in the traditional Tibetan texts, they have a term for it's a term called nyam, and it refers to just unusual physical sensations or sometimes even mental experiences that can happen in meditation. And they explain this as really just a discharge of energy. So thank you for raising that. Sometimes just as the body equilibrates, just odd things can happen, you know, just strange sensations. So I usually just tell people to just allow things to be as they are and just recognize that things are always changing. Of course, if you're in a huge amount of pain, it's okay to move your body if you need it, particularly if you've got back pain or some sort of chronic pain. Not to be, you know, pushing through pain, but for any of these sort of subtle different sensations, sometimes people get itchy, just allowing those sensations to pass through.
That's a really good point. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for sharing your voice and great to meditate with you.
Yes, it was wonderful. Thank you all.
Okay, thanks, Nicolette.
Bye.
Okay, let's bring on maybe Stock. Stock, I'm not sure if that's your name, but that's your email. Stock, let's see if you're there. Okay, we can't. Oh, hang on. Yeah, here we go. Let's see. Stock, are you there? Stock, can you hear me?
Hi, this is Diane.
Oh, hi.
Sorry.
Hi, Diane. Hi. You were coming
Hi.
in. Stock. Where are you tuning in from?
I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, USA.
Oh, great. What time is it over there?
It is currently 6:25 a.m.
Oh, good on you. Very inspiring.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for this. I would have never got up an hour earlier to
As
sit and meditate.
I said, it's really impressive and an inspiration for all of us, particularly those of us on the other side of the world who are have the fortune of doing it at nighttime. But thank you for joining us live. And do you
Thank
have
you.
any reflections or observations from the practice?
My observation was I didn't realize how much chatter was in my brain this early in the morning.
Well, as I said in the practice, the first sign of progress is actually recognizing the chatter. Because most people that never meditate have no idea how chaotic the mind is. So that's a really great step.
Thank you for reassuring me that there's nothing wrong with my brain.
Yeah. for those in the Facebook group, I'm sure you can comment and reassure Diane too. It's not just her. I can guarantee that's what goes on in my mind as well.
Well, so thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks for joining live. Okay, let's see, anybody else want to share? Oh, great. Okay, Carol. Carol 2410, you know who you are. Let's see. Carol, are you there? Carol on Gmail. Can you hear me? Let's see. Carol, are you there? Just give you another minute. Unmute. You might have to unmute yourself, Carol.
Oh, oh, hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi.
Oh, hi, Elise. yes, thanks so much. That was a great little meditation. But from my point of view, normally I'm quite relaxed. I try and do it in the morning and I'm as still as a post, you know. But the last little while I've just been getting very, like that round we just had, I was very agitated and stopped sort of moving. So that was a little bit different for me. And, yeah, I think there's lots going on in my head at the moment that I probably just being the first time I've ever given myself time. So it's throwing up some interesting feelings and times for me. But, yeah, I'm getting through the meditations and doing them.
That's great.
Twice a day.
Did you say you normally practice in the morning?
Yes, and then again at night.
Oh, good on you. Fantastic. So I just want to offer that thank you for sharing. Honestly, that's fantastic because I'm sure many people can relate to that. And no matter how long you meditate for, however many years, there's always going to be different experiences in each meditation. And I really want to make it clear for people through your observation and reflection that the purpose of mindfulness meditation is not to attain a particular state. It's much more about recognizing whatever state is present and being able to stay steady with that and developing tools to manage those difficult emotions and sensations that come up. So when you practice and it's agitating and almost unbearable sometimes, that's not a bad meditation. That's actually a great meditation that you've managed to do the practice despite the fact that there's agitation there. And in fact, it's also this idea that when we meditate, it's like we pause and we actually tune in to what's present. When most of us live such busy lives, we never stop and we're actually very unaware of what's actually present and we're not particularly tuned into ourselves. And sometimes it can be really quite confronting and unpleasant to be connected to that agitation. But I think it gives you a bit more awareness of what's going on.
Yeah.
So I think ultimately it's a good thing. And on the other hand, what I'd also like to say is for people that are perhaps suffering chronic pain or really difficult physical ailments and the agitation just feels too much, there's also the option of, you know, moving meditation. So we can do walking meditation or mindfulness, and I can go into that in more detail for those who haven't done that before. But thank you very much for sharing that reflection. Was there anything else you wanted to ask around that?
No. Well, I have experienced the walking meditation in those little circles in some of the churches in France. They're actually quite good. Yeah, today feeling a little bit agitated, but that's the way it is. But thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for sharing. Okay, a few more minutes. We'll go for a few more minutes. Let's see. Faye, let's see if you're still there. Faye? And
hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. First, thank you very much. I really enjoyed sharing this meditation with you and the panel and the group. It's a real privilege, and your guidance was immensely helpful.
Thank you.
Yeah. actually, just listening to Carol, the previous caller, about her agitation, and I'd just like to share that on days when I'm feeling agitated, I'm actually meditating more. I find myself, I need to go into that space, because why am I so agitated? What is it causing? What is it? What did somebody say? What have I done? Or do you know what I mean? And I feel like I need to go back to my breath. And even though I'm perhaps not 100% calm, or when I say calm, I mean not mindful or focusing on the breath, but I just try to meditate more. So I think that's just
a really helpful suggestion. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Was there anything else you wanted to share about your practice tonight?
Your guidance was great. It's always good to have guidance, because it reminds you to stay with the breath, and then to drop focusing on the breath and see where you can go for a few seconds, and then go back to the breath, and also to practice loving kindness towards myself if I lose focus. And it doesn't matter, I've come back, so that's a good thing. So appreciate that. Yeah, appreciate you that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Great to meditate with you. Thanks so much, Faye.
Thank you.
So, yeah, Faye raised a really great point, and I also can relate to that. When feeling agitated, we tend to actually not want to meditate. And in fact, that is probably one of the causes why we fall off track, because actually we're so agitated that the thought of sitting down and being still is actually almost too much to bear. And so that's why I suggested and offered in the talk that if you are in a non-practicing rut, or you've been a little bit off practice, then I really invite you to try the challenge of just committing to 2 minutes a day for a week, and you'll notice that it does help you get over the hump. So I hope that's helpful. Okay, we might have two more, we've got quite a few hands up, but we'll have two more. Kimberly, are you there? Kimberly, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I can. Hi.
Thank you. That was lovely from what I remember of it. The meditation just made me realize how tired I am. I chose to sit up so that I wouldn't fall asleep, but my body just wanted me to shut down, and I would get frustrated whenever my head would snap back and forth and I would wake up and realize you were talking again. And so tonight I just realized that what my body really needed is sleep.
Yes. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, again, for those that are falling asleep, please don't be hard on yourself. It's probably, you know, it can be a really good thing that the meditation is showing you how exhausted you are. But actually, even if you're not exhausted, I can attest to the fact that it's a really common, it's a common obstacle to attaining greater focus, is mental sort of numbing out or lethargy. And even when you've had 10 hours of sleep and you start to meditate, your mind can just check out and you can fall asleep. And this is just an untrained mind. It's just the mind likes to be stimulated, and when it's not, it just kind of can check out or become very agitated. So thanks for bringing that up, because it's a common obstacle for many of us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, Sherry S. Sherry, let's see if you're there still. Sherry?
Here I am.
Hi.
Hello. Thanks. I was, it's a bit of a common theme, but I just wanted to say how twitchy I was when I started this meditation tonight. Everything was pulsating, and my elastic waist pants were too tight, and everything was kind of happening, and I was sort of jittery and but often if I feel like that when I meditate, I might really opt out, like quite quickly, just say, oh, it's too hard. But I just really was in a lovely space tonight where I thought, oh, just let that wash over you. And yes, you're twitching, but that's and you, all of your callers tonight and you too, Elise, who have said, you know, just sit in that and let that wash over you, has been so helpful, because it's easy to just kind of get frustrated and say, oh, it's not my night, or it's not my time to meditate. But I felt the benefits of just sticking with it tonight. So thanks so much.
That's great. Yeah, that's a real That's a real step forward. Well done.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's right. And now my tracksuit pants aren't too tight. So that's...
I was also going to say, feel free to open the top button of the pants.
That's right. No, exactly.
Because we don't even realise sometimes that we're actually strangling ourselves for half the day. So...
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Oh, I can't help it. We'll just have one more. Louisa, are you there? Louisa?
Yes. Hi, Elise. Thank you so much. I just thought I'd share. I mean, I found tonight quite challenging, but I've been a bit challenged all day.
Mm.
And I guess I was just one of the things that I've found useful. I just thought I'd share it as an idea. In terms of your comment about, you know, not turning up for a meditation if you're feeling out of sorts with it all, one of the things that I've been doing a little bit and did tonight is that if I can't go straight into a meditation, sometimes I'll go back over one of your video interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that really, really helpful. It kind of gets me, it takes me a notch down.
Mm-hmm.
And often gives me some insights into why I'm feeling the way that I do.
Mm.
Then a meditation is much more feasible for me after that. It's kind of helps me as an intermediary zone, but also gives me some insights that I might not have on my own.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for offering that to the group. I think that's really helpful.
Yeah. So thank you very much. And thanks to everybody. It's lovely to have that sense of, doing this with other people, it's actually quite, I find that quite moving actually to think about the community.
Absolutely. Me too. I think it's a common theme. It really is very moving. It's really special. And I think I bring it into the meditation because I think it actually really supports all of us to stay steady and to be fully present in our efforts. So thanks. Thanks for showing up live. If none of you showed up live, we wouldn't be able to have that feeling. So thank you, everyone. And thanks, Louisa, for sharing. So we come to the end of the call, and again, I just wanted to really thank you all for showing up live. It really, it's such a wonderful thing to have this virtual community. I always try and sort of visualize the people sitting so that we have that sense. And thank you to those who generously shared reflections today. I think you'll agree that it's really through the group sharing that we benefit and we gain so much from just hearing other people's perspectives. So thank you for that. And you will get a recording of the call. So you'll be able to listen to the recording. It'll be up on the membership site within 48 hours. It'll also be in the Facebook group. So you can just come in and revisit that. I'll put it up as a label, so it will be July, so you'll easily find it. And if you do have any questions that come up, please do share them in the Facebook group. I'm more than happy to answer them. I'm in there regularly. And finally, just that reminder to please come into the Facebook group tomorrow. And if you're interested, find your meditation buddy. Just put a comment wherever you want in the Facebook group, really, and just team up with another person and you can work out how you're going to keep each other accountable. You can even decide if it's going to be every day or, you know, midweek, whatever. And then also the HeartSpark PDF. For those who haven't seen that, it's in the Facebook group and you can download it. Really encourage you. I'm going to actually do it myself again after a little bit of a hiatus, and we can all do that and support one another. So thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. Such a beautiful community, and thank you for everyone who's been continuing to share so generously and so supportively in the Facebook group. Wishing you all well, and I look forward to next month's guided meditation. You'll receive the email and you'll get your login to the platform. Okay, good night.
Good night.